Hello and welcome to episode 111 of the AG podcast. I'm your host today, the Ash Cohen 09, and we are back. We are back for the new season. It is the season preview. We've all kicked off this week. Transfer market is in full activity. Games have started, and it's all back on the agenda. And it's always nice, that sort of first week when everything reopens and things get going, because we've had that break, although obviously we're going to talk about it shortly, but it is always nice. Joining me as always on today's episode, Jaminator. Good evening, mate.
Good evening, mate. How you doing? You okay?
I'm okay. Have you recovered from your jolly day out on Sunday?
My voice is just about coming back now. As you can imagine, I love the sound of my own voice, so it's been a tough few days. But no, yeah, fair play to the boys. Shameless Coventry plug. We blooded a few noses, but yeah, it was a day I'll never forget for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. Unlucky to Coventry. Nearly managed to do it in the end, but just fell short at the final hurdle.
Hey, sounds like Liverpool, doesn't it, guys?
And also joining us on today's podcast, coming a bit of a semi-regular, Red Rhinoceros. Good evening, mate.
Hey! Hello, guys. Good to be back on.
Good to have you back on, mate. And also joining us on today's podcast is Hilly. Good evening, mate.
Hello, Ash. How we doing, boys?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you doing?
Good, yeah, not bad, thank you. All
Good,
good.
good, good, good. So just to go through the agenda for today, obviously being the preview, we're going to start off with the Champions League. We're coming to the end of the Champions League and the Europa League. I mean, in terms of the Champions League, they're still ongoing, but the Europa League draw is now finished, so we'll talk a little bit about that. We're then going to go through each division 1, 2, and 3, and just have a little look at, sort of early runners who we think potentially is going to go on and do well. Obviously, this season, with the divisions being as small as they are, obviously we'll talk about it, but that those losing one or two games could switch the table around completely. So we'll talk about that. Obviously, the transfer market has opened as well this week. We've seen a very big deal go through in the last 24 hours, including one of the guys on the podcast. So we'll get his thoughts very, very soon. And then to round off the podcast, we're going to do some predictions that we're then going to revisit in a couple of weeks' time when we do the next episode. So, boys, the Champions League and the Europa League, obviously the tournament that has been running in the off season, a really, really good addition, may I add. It's been really good. I've really enjoyed it. Obviously, we're in the final stages, split into two, the Europa League and the Champions League. We'll start with the Europa League because that draw is now complete and done, and Plunkett has won the Europa League. So a big well done to Plunkett on winning that with Lawns. He beat Poole in the final 2-1. Myself and you, Rhino, we were in the Europa League draw. We fell into this bottom bracket. You lost to Plunkett, didn't you? Early on.
I lost to Plunkett in my last round. I suppose it was the last round. I think it was the second round of the knockout, and it was very close. He beat me by one goal in the two games.
Yeah.
He drew one, and then he beat me. Yeah, it was very close, but
it could have gone
yeah,
either
very
way.
Enjoyable tournament, I thought, Ash.
Who was your team again?
I was Atletico Madrid.
Okay.
So I had Griezmann up front, and he was good, but the better player for me was Memphis. Memphis was quality, so it was good playing with some top players.
Yeah.
And I tell you one thing I would say about the tournament. I thought that the handicap wouldn't be enough, and me being Atletico Madrid and Plunkett and you guys being the teams you were, I thought, oh, we'd still get battered. But it was a lot closer than I thought. Hence, you've got Plunkett, yourself, Paul, all in the Europa League. So I think that worked out very well, actually.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, I went out in the first round of the Europa League bracket. I lost to Payne 6-5. Really, really end-to-end game. Really enjoyed it. Just it wasn't meant to be. But yeah, no, I do agree in that, I had Porto early on. I was a little bit hit and miss, but actually, as I sort of grew on playing with them and got to know the players and sort of tweak the formation a little bit. I actually quite enjoyed it. I mean, Jam, we'll come over to the Champions League draw now, because the Champions League is still ongoing. There's four teams left in the semi-finals. Have any of them played yet? I know Suited's playing Bright and Garner's playing Aaron.
To be honest, I'm not sure.
They haven't been played yet. I mean, obviously, Hilly, I'll start with you. You went out to Anunnaki in the early on rounds.
Yeah, so again, looking at the tournament table here, it could have been me versus Jam in round two, but neither of us made it through, so sad times for both of us. But yeah, I got battered by my mate in real life, Anunnaki. Cheers, Tom.
And what was the score?
7-1 over two games.
Oh, well, I didn't want to say it, but I'm glad
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, of course you didn't. Cheers, Ash. Yeah, so 2-1 to him in the first game. It was really, really close. And then the second game, my goalie, who's been phenomenal all tournament, Cobble for Dortmund, just turned into cardboard, and 5-0, everything that went straight at him went straight through him. So yeah, had a really enjoyable tournament. Again, the group stage, I was obviously away up in Scotland, went back a few years on the old timeline, but yeah, no, come back, and it was great to have to rush and get the games got done. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Again, I think it's been positive success. I echo what Rhino said earlier as well. I think the handicap wasn't as obvious at the beginning, but I think as we've played more games, it's definitely worked a treat. Yeah, I think it's been a positive addition.
Yeah, no, definitely. Jam, yourself, you lost to Suited. How did that go?
Yeah, I mean, two quite tight games, actually. Well, it doesn't look like it, but they were, the first game especially. But yeah, I mean, again, I actually quite enjoyed, especially in the group. I think I topped my group with Galatasaray. I quite enjoyed them, actually. They had nothing in midfield, really. It was all quite slow, quite stagnant. But up top, you've got some old school names, you know, Wolf Zaha, Mauro Icardi, Dries Mertens, people like that. But when you've got Ndombele sat there in midfield, that energy is severely lacking. So yeah, no, it was good. And again, like you said, I've really enjoyed Champions League. It's been good. It's been a good time filler, getting through obviously to the start of the new season. But yeah, fair play for organising, and thanks for all the admins that supported that as well.
Yeah, it's been a bit different. And I mean, just quickly before you obviously move on from that, Suited, Bri, Gardner, and Aaron, who do you think will go on and win the tournament overall? Jam.
I mean, I don't know. I know obviously who Suited got. I can't recall immediately off the top of my head who the other lads are in terms of their teams, but I'd be remiss if I didn't go for Suited, because it means then I've got knocked out by the eventual winner. So I'll put my money behind Suited.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Suited with Union Berlin, I know that. Hilly, who's your money on? Is it Suited as well, or do you reckon it could be Aaron or Gardner or Bry?
Yeah, it's good. It's a tough one, isn't it? Again, without knowing who the teams are, apologies. I was Suited or Aaron for me. I'm going to go Aaron. Why not? Let's go Aaron. If we don't know what team he is, though.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron and Gardner, you'd expect Aaron to go through. But I mean, for me, I mean, Ryan, I'll come to you as well. But I mean, me and you, obviously, we weren't good enough for this competition. We're obviously in the little minions group. But who do you think is going to win out of those four?
Story of my life, that, Ash. I think I'm going Suited, mainly because I can't tip Aaron for anything. But I'm going for Suited. And I think it doesn't matter who he plays with. Even he could win that with Coventry City, Aaron. Ash.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see. Right, we'll move on. Actually, I've not put it in the agenda, but as it has happened, we best give him the mention, because otherwise he'll be in the Fred moaning. Obviously, Monday night Super Cup to start off the season, Burger Boy and Sean. It is unfortunately another bit of silverware for Berger. He beat Sean. Is it 2-1 or 3-2? There was a goal.
3-2. 3-2.
There was a goal in it, and I think Sean hit the post quite late on as well. So unlucky, it seems. It would have been nice to have seen Sean go on and do it, but unfortunately, it is another bit of silverware for Berger.
Bit of money for me and the bookies on that one.
Well, this is true.
I bet on him to win and to win the tie. So yeah, 90 minutes and the tie. So I think I won about 6 million plus my stake back. So pretty happy with that.
Oh, fair enough. That's a good start.
You've got to have a silver lining somewhere, mate.
Well, yeah, that's true. Right, let's move on. We're gonna look at the three divisions. We're gonna start with Division One. Now, obviously, the leagues are a bit shorter, or a bit, less in terms of numbers this year. And I mean, I've mentioned already that I think, for me, that's really interesting, and I think it's gonna be a really interesting season because any sort of sets of defeats or any, sort of wins, and you could literally find yourself propelling up from one end to the bottom, end to the other, quite quickly. I mean, Jam, I'm gonna start with you. How? All right, let's put it this way. What are your hopes for this season, and how do you think it will go early on?
Yeah, so I mean, you with what you say with the lesser teams, I think the interesting point to make is when you actually, having prepped the pod this afternoon, looking through, I was thinking, right, okay, Div 1. And you scroll down, you think, right, okay, where am I going to get my points this season? You look at it, and actually, when there were 12, 12 players last season, you think, right, there were maybe three or four people worse than me potentially that meant, right, if I can get some points on the board against these guys, I'll be fine. When you actually look at it this season, it's tough to see where those points are going to come from. We've got pretty much everybody in this division was in Division One last season, I believe, apart from Blakey, who last time he was in the leagues was in one of the top divisions, I believe, last time. For me, I don't see anything other than another season where Berger wins the title because he's got the best squad and is probably the best player. Suited has been, he's been perennially the bride, sorry, bridesmaid, not the bride. Last few seasons, he lost out to Berger, he lost out to me. If anybody deserves a crack at the title again, it's obviously going to be him.
Yeah,
And for me, the big wild card is Blakey. I mean, I know you've played him, which obviously you'll come on to in a minute.
yep.
But when I look at his squad, he seems to be a good player, and I'm hearing people saying, oh, he's going to be really good in Division One this season. But I look at his squad and I think, right, he needs to make some signings because that squad is not when you go through and you look at Division One, and actually if you go onto the Fantasy League, the spreadsheet and go on the Managers tab, you can see obviously the net payment, and it's something that I've said on a podcast before, and I don't know whether it's because there's more engaged managers, per capita in Division One compared to the other divisions. I'm not sure, but these players. Sorry, these managers in Division One have better squads generally than the rest. Their wages are higher. There are four people that are in negative payments in Division One, whereas in Division Two and Three, there's only one in each division. And again, unsurprisingly, like I've just said in terms of the thing, there's only Blakey that's getting over 2 million payment for a match day. So yeah, I think he definitely needs to invest in some players, so BFA will be good for him. And obviously he seems to be quite active in terms of head-to-heads and the events as well. So yeah, it's gonna be an interesting one. But I think that's definitely something not to overlook is the impact on squads this season, because as you've already alluded to, it's gonna be so tight and every little advantage you can get is gonna help.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I would agree with Blakey. I think, I mean, I played him in a league game earlier in the week, 3 points apiece. So I was happy with that given the way the games went. But I do agree in that I think maybe he does need to increase his, sort of get strengthening in the squad. It is, I would say, probably the weakest out of all of them in that division. And as the season will go on, I think it potentially will start to show. Suited, I hope to. I'd like to see Suited do it this year because, to be honest, I'd like to see anyone but Berger.
Hashtag.
That old hashtag that's, taken us, what, 15 minutes on the first pod and it's come out. So hopefully he can, he can sort of push on. But I mean, Berger is the Man City, isn't he, of this division? In the not that obviously, the financial side of it, but like, the margins are so small in that rarely will Berger drop points. and you have to sort of try and win, and you know, when you play him, and try and take something. And that's not, you know, that's a credit to his, you know, obviously FIFA ability.
I mean, for what it's worth, talking about Suited as well. So he actually has played his first game as well today, against Plunkett.
Okay.
He won one game and he lost the other game. So the other game
Okay.
he got Boniface. Boniface scored four
Of
goals in a
course, yeah.
6-2 win for Plunkett.
I
So
see.
it's again, it's one of those where, and I think Berger's said in parties in the past, you know, his philosophy almost, if you want to call it
Three
that, is, you
points.
know,
Three points apiece. As
three
long as you
points
take a
a
win.
match day. Yeah. Which Suited has done, but at the same time, you know, again, he's put here, you know, two tough games well played, to one of the
Yeah.
toughest games out of the way first. But for me, I don't know. I think that he needs to be picking up 4 points
Yeah, I would agree, and
ideally per match day.
I would wonder whether Berger's mantra would change this season, given that we've obviously talked about the, you know, the nine in this division, and you know, maybe you have to start taking 4 points. I mean, Hilly, I'll come to you next. Obviously, Morris and Plunkett. Well, yeah, Morris. All right, okay. Let's not talk about Plunkett, but Morris and Gardner. Sort of two that I have written down here potentially that might struggle, sort of, you know,
Get
looking at
off the
those
fence, Ash. Get off
looking
the
look
fence.
all right, we'll struggle. Looking at the teams in this division, I mean, who would stand out for you? Who do you think is going to come down to Division Two next season straight off the bat?
So again, when Suited the other day posted up, was it Monday? I think he did a predictions post. I got involved as I do every season, and I always get them horrifically wrong. So basically, if I predict you to go down, you're going to be absolutely fine. And I've actually done those two names. I've done Gardner and Morris to go down automatically. And sadly, in the relegation playoff, I've put Jam. So yeah, we'll have to see how that one pans out. But again, it's going to be interesting to see how Blakey settles in, like you've already pointed out. I think, yeah, those names are probably going to be the ones nearer down the bottom of Division One this season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm struggling to see. I mean, obviously, I have to have confidence in myself because I could quite easily put myself down there, but you know, I have to feel confident. I don't see who else in this division is gonna, you know, potentially gonna be down there. I mean, maybe, you know, Sean has struggled in the past. You know, I mean, obviously he had a really good season last time around, but he's been down there before. I mean, Ryan, I'm gonna come to you. What are your overall thoughts? Who do you think's gonna be sort of, who do you think will push Berger? Do you think it's gonna be Suited and maybe Sean again? I mean, Buncey is another one that, you know, in the past has pushed on. And who do you think's gonna be sort of pushing down towards the bottom? Do you think it's gonna be Morris and Gardner, or do you think maybe myself and Jam are gonna end up being dragged into it?
Well, Ash, I'm looking at the Division One table here with all the list of names, and basically that is my banned list. There's too good to play in friendlies. It's all in one division there. I'm looking at it. It's horrendous.
There's a reason I came to you
And
last.
if they're on the Xbox, I pretend I'm not online. I'm going all in on this fella this year. Jam's already mentioned he's stolen my thunder a little bit, but I'm all in on Blakey. I think I haven't played him, but I'm not tipping Berger, and it'd be nice to see Suited win it, but I've seen some of the friendly results, and I think Blakey's going to be very dangerous. So Blakey, if you're listening, I've got some players if you want to buy them, because you need to improve your squad. Let's get that sorted. Win the division. Bring some PlayStation players over, and we'll grow the leagues. But yeah, I think Blakey's going to do well. But obviously, he dropped some points already, Ash, hasn't he? But he's probably going in soft. He doesn't want everybody to, you know, think he's too good at this stage. In terms of relegation, Christ, yeah, you know, yeah. Morris sticks out a little bit because he's Leeds and he's Yorkshire. It's very difficult though, isn't it? I would say Morris and you, Ash, they're probably relegation, I think. I know you got your result against Blakey, and you'll always back yourself. I think I'm going to go with you two to get relegated. I can't think of anybody else there, really. I don't really know what, about Gardner too much, but yeah, that's my feelings about that division.
That's fair enough. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It is going to be very, very tough. We're
I
going to,
think just
yeah, go on.
before we move on, Ash, just because it's with Hilly saying about potentially predicting me to be in that relegation playoff, and it's just one thing maybe we've not touched on, and I've written down to talk about in the podcast, is obviously the change to the structure of playoffs this season. So obviously, the relegation playoff will play against the person obviously in the lower division, and so on and so forth. So, which I know is something was voted against at the start of last season by the wusses in Division 3, because they were scared of playing somebody of a higher level. I just want to get everybody's opinion on it. For me, I think it's a good addition. I like the idea of it being almost like a free hit for that person, obviously. In the lower division, it's like, right, okay, well, I wasn't good enough to finish in the autos. Let's give it a go against somebody, and actually, do I deserve to be there? Am I better than the third worst player in that division? Yes or no?
A one-off game as
Ash, I
well.
mean, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's a one-off game, and anything can go in there. You can have an off night, and then you've got a change of turn, a change of teams in the divisions. So for me, yeah, it's a good idea and a good change.
Hilly, what about you?
So again, I'm going to be honest. I'm not entirely sure I'm for it, but if I'm being honest with the way that the divisions are structured this year, I'm not sure if there is any other way of doing it. Because having, from first, what would it have been in Division Two? It would have been the bottom two go down, and then it would have been like second all the way down to sixth. It would have been seventh place in no man's land, and that is it. So that would have been just absurd. So again, not entirely sure of another structure that would have suited the layout that we've got this year, but hey, it has worked well in the past, so who knows? I might just be a bit pessimistic and a bit more, I don't know, old school, whatever. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I mean, speaking of pessimistic, I mean, Rhino, you must be fuming because, if you're getting a, if you finish third, do you back yourself beating any of those lads from Division Two?
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, I'm comfortable with it. I think, first of all, I don't intend to be in the playoffs, yeah. Number
No,
one.
it's bold of yourself to pick yourself finishing fourth or lower, but all right.
I think it's a good idea this time round with the smaller divisions. It keeps it it's better, I think, because it'll keep play people in the right place. I was for the change when it was the two big divisions, but now we're back to three. I think this is good way of doing it, and
Yeah,
but
agreed.
yeah, whoever comes near the bottom of Division Two, I yeah, sure will give myself a chance.
I mean,
Think it'll just be interesting to see in the comments, again, when you're
yeah.
listening, guys, drop a comment and see what your opinions are. It'd be interesting to see what everybody thinks. Obviously, there was no vote on it this time, and I think that's because, like you've said, Hilly and Rhino and yourself, Ash, it just made sense. You couldn't have the ridiculousness of Division Two being
Yeah, I mean, could
literally
you have imagined
one
if it?
spot.
I mean, could you have imagined if it had stayed the same as it was last season? Bloody
Well,
hell,
we all know that Soggy would be the one that would finish
there'd
100% with a zero goal difference.
have been so much change every single
Yeah.
week. There would have been, then you would have been looking over your shoulder because one bad result and you could have ended up in the, you would have just what bother.
Yep. You've gone from the playoffs to being relegated.
Yeah. No, I think with the numbers, I think it was is the right decision. So we'll move on, and we're going to talk Division Two. And Hilly, I'm going to start with you because obviously yourself, you occupy this division. I mean, obviously, I sort of look at Division One, and you can sort of tell the players and the names, and you're like, oh, okay, all right, you know who's going to challenge, you know who's going to do that. And then obviously Division Two and Three, and obviously we'll talk about Division Two first. I don't really feel the same way in that. There's a few players in there, but ultimately, I think this there's anyone could beat anyone in this division.
Yeah, I mean, the players that have come down from Division One, so who's that? Aaron, Jeff, Paulos. I think those three coming down, they're going to be the favourites, right? Surely from that respect. But I think the rest of it, yeah, I think you're probably right. I think it'll be an interesting division this year. And again, as we'll Div 3B when we get there. But yeah, I mean, there are some funny results on this version of the game, isn't there? That we're seeing all the time. For me personally, selfishly, I think if I can stay up, that would be brilliant because, yeah, there's not too many people here that I fancy myself over two games against. Yeah, it should be another interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, Jam, Aaron, and Paul, would you agree that? I mean, I'd be surprised if, they didn't go up. But I mean,
Yeah, I
Aaron,
mean,
Aaron's a funny one, isn't he? I think, in terms of, it almost sometimes feels like hot and cold air, with Aaron. I mean, obviously, we'll come to, he's done a bit of business this week, that we'll come to shortly. But who for you do you think is going to go up automatically?
So for me, my pick to win is Jeff. I think the combination of having one of the best squads. You can make an argument for the best squad on the site at the moment. When you look at some of the players he's got in that team, it's absolutely stacked. And the fact that he is a very, very good player as well. For me, I don't see anybody else winning that division. The only person I could see challenging would be Paul, and that's simply because of the way he plays. He's very quick, very energetic on the counter attack, and he's got some absolute, speedsters up front. In Achiampong and Maeda from Celtic, so they're the two that I would see being up towards the top. Aaron is an interesting one. I think if we'd have recorded the pod as originally scheduled yesterday, prior to that deal going through, I would say that I'd have had him down at mid-table, because you. Good players, even though we've had an increase obviously on deadline day last season, they're in short supply still. Whereas that deal to bring in Højlund has paid massive dividend for him because he's managed to get three very good players out of it. One of which is a very, very good player. For me, that deal has transformed his chances. And again, for me, my top three would be Jeff, Paul, and Aaron in that order. But then I appreciate I'm writing off a few big names there. MJG last season in Division Two, obviously now Division Three,
He was incredible, yeah.
was amazing. He was absolutely amazing. Trooper, drug test dependent, could be amazing. We'll see obviously what turns up. But yeah, for me, it's going to be those three at the top.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Big B written down here is a name who, for me, I mean, I always thought of bang on about Bri because on his day, I think he's a cracking player, and if he plays to his strengths, then he does really well. So for me, maybe Bri is a little bit of my sort of wild card.
I'll be interested to see with Bri, just very quickly, just because I didn't mention it. I'll be interested to see how his striker Garcia gets on, because obviously he spent like 150 million or something on him, didn't he, on
It was
deadline
a
day.
lot of money, yeah.
And I'd never even heard this guy before. And I'll be honest, when I did a head-to-head with him the other day, I didn't particularly see him in the game either. And obviously he's not going to bench him because someone that expensive, you're going to play. Yeah, I don't know. I'll be interested to see whether or not that's somebody that's going to make an impact for him, because he's not like 6 foot 7 either. So it's going to be interesting.
Maybe. It will be interesting. I mean, Rhino, obviously you've played some of the guys that came up this season, obviously MJG. Do you think he's going to cut it in Division Two, or do you think he's going to come straight back down?
No, I think MJG will be okay. Mid-table maybe, lower mid-table, but I think he'll be okay. No, good player, and he's somebody who plays quite a lot. I think that makes a big difference, you know. You know the people who play regular friendlies, and they always tend to do better than the ones that just play low league games, really. And there's quite a few of those. MJG will be okay.
And what about soggy cabbages?
Soggy's going to be bottom of the league.
What,
If he
worse than
doesn't go
Troop?
down,
With
Soggy's in the wrong division.
Hilly? With Hilly?
Worse than me, blimey, yeah.
Yeah, wrong league for Soggy. You've had a night. Did he win? Did he win? Did he win
No,
this?
second.
No, he came second behind
So he did quite well, didn't he? Did quite well.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with that. No, I think Soggy's in the wrong division. He's had a little bit of a flurry. Well done, Soggy, but I think there's been a lot of
Go
people
back
playing
home.
friendlies recently, and I think he's going down.
Go back home, Soggy. Yeah, it will be interesting, and obviously Trooper returns this season. Be interesting to see how he gets on. And we'll see what happens. Right, let's move on, and we're gonna move to Division 3. Red Rhinoceros, you're gonna start us off. How are you feeling going into the start of the season? And who do you think is going to challenge with you for the title?
Well, first of all, Ash, this is why the listeners, you know, put the podcast on. They want to know what's going on in Division 3. We've done the boring bits. Let's talk about the proper division.
I mean, pound for pound, entertainment-wise, you're not wrong. You've got Harry, you've got Andy Brill, you know. You've got a lot of things going on in that division.
I think it's quite straightforward, really. I think the WhatsApp crew are going to take this division over. I think Payne Wales, who had a very, very poor season last year, although I think he came above me. So I had a poor season as well. But Payne and Didex will be challenging with me for the top spot. I'd like to think I can come top of the division. I think Raz obviously is maybe the fly in the ointment there. I beat him last season, and I've seen a couple of results recently, and he's not done so great. So I think Raz is struggling with this version of the game, and hopefully that will continue. So I'm not sure which order, but yeah, Diadex, Payne, and myself. Foxy gives me trouble sometimes. It's really sort of, you know, Harry, Gazgrass, I should be winning that division. I've got a feeling I might just do that, you know.
Confidence, that's what you need, mate, and I like it.
Absolutely.
I mean, Hilly, I'm going to start with you. No, I'm going to come to you second, sorry. Obviously, Andy Brill, Harry. You know, sort of two that, I mean, Harry down the bottom last year, you know, obviously all fell apart after he said he was going to get promoted. do you think Harry is going to, you know, can you see any improvement for Harry this year? Or do you think it's going to be a similar tale to last year?
I think it'll be a similar tale, mate, to be honest. I don't see that he'll manage to get himself up, especially not into that third playoff place anyway. The playoff place, I should say, third place. I think it'll be, you know, him and potentially Nuthatch, potentially Gaz towards the bottom. Again, potentially Andy Brill. I think it's almost like a sort of mini... This is the one division...
You just made half of them, Jan.
Well, no, I was just about to say, this is the one division.
Yeah,
so
half the division, mate.
when you look at Division 1... It's very much, like you say, burger dominance, and then you could maybe make a case for a few, and then it's a bit of a, you know, who knows where it'll finish. Division 2, the same. Division 2, it's crazy. You could play that division out, you know, 10 times and get 10 different positions for each person, you know, or 9 different positions for each person, etc. Whereas this division, for me, it almost does seem like, yeah, the four that I've just mentioned, Brill, Nuthatch, Gaz, and Harry, will be the bottom four. And then you'll have Wiz, Payne, Dio, Raz, and Rhino all pushing for those top five places in whatever order they end up in. I think in this division, one of the big differentiators will be the squads, in the sense of that if you have a, you know, out of those top five especially, which is what makes me think Raz will probably finish third best, only because, you know, it's admirable what he does with his players and his squad. But I do think as we start to see, I mean, you know, look at Rhino, for Christ's sake. He's got Garnacho, Hoyland, you know, Kevin Turan, people like these. You know, I don't think that the rating of Raz's players is going to hold up to the midpoint, end point of this season, to which point he can challenge for those top three places.
Yeah, I mean, Hilly, would you agree? What's your take on this division?
Yeah, so again, I think this division, it all comes down to who's playing it more. So I know people like, I mean, Brilli at the moment, he's not really playing much Xbox at the moment. Gaz, I don't think I've seen him too much on FIFA. Saying that, he did an event the other night. similar with Harry. So again, up the other end, I mean, I did predict Diadex to win the league, and he sent me a few rolling, laughing emojis back. But I think it'll be him, Payne, and Rhino top three again. In like Jam said, could be a different order every season, however you play it. But he's popping a champagne already, is Rhino over there. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it should be those three. Again, if Rhino, if he did come third, looking at Div 2, probably myself, Big B, someone like that, maybe Soggy in the playoffs. Would you fancy that?
I wouldn't fancy it. I think it would be a pretty even game. I'd have a chance
Yeah,
against
definitely.
all of you, I would suggest. I don't think there's one player in there that I would think, oh my God, I don't really have much of a chance. So yeah, but I don't intend being there, Hilly. So it's a moot point. I think maybe, ask Diadex about that, not me.
That champagne's gone straight to his head, hasn't
Confidence, I like it.
it?
I like it. No, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting, especially with this division, I think. I mean, the names that I had written down here, the ones we've talked about: Rhino, Pain, Diadex, and Raz. It's difficult to look past those four, to be honest, at in the top. But I think Rhino will finish in the top two. I've every confidence in you. And
Thank you, mate.
let's talk about some transfers. Obviously, the transfer window opened on Monday, and you have arguably been involved. Well, I say arguably, you have been involved with the biggest and craziest deal of the window so far. So I feel like I'm about to do one of these sort of things where I sit down with, sit down with someone and talk about the ins and outs of what went on. So Rasmus Højlund, obviously Aaron's signing, transfer deadline day, was brought in later on. I think it was later on in the evening. He has now gone to you in a deal that has involved Cole Palmer, Amad Diallo, and Onana going the other way. So tell me, what went into the deal? What was the reasoning behind the deal? And what was the thinking behind the deal?
Try and keep this short. So transfer deadline day was fantastic for me. I got Garnacho in the raffle, bought quite a few tickets, won him, and was feeling rather pleased with myself. And then when Aaron won Højlund right at the end, it just I was just like, oh God, I'd like a go with Højlund, because this for me the fantasy league now is playing with players you want to play with. Give them a go. Never played with Højlund before, obviously, because he's a new player in the. In the Premier League or whatever, and in our league, and so I just thought he was I couldn't get him, but I've got some good assets. Cole Palmer, obviously, been brilliant. He went up 10 spots. He's gone up 12 spots now since I had him in my team at the start, and I don't generally play with a cam, so it's kind of with Palmer. I was kind of playing him. Left wing really, so it's kind of wasn't. I thought I could cash in, and then I think it was in the chat box or something. Somebody was saying about Aaron mentioned something, so I thought I'll give it a go, and I asked him. I told him that he could have. I offered him some players, and he said no, and then I offered him Palmer and Amadou Onana. Amadou Onana is a beast in midfield, but as Jam said, I've already got Turam, who's a 6'4" beast as well, alongside him, and I've got Kobbie Mainoo. So I thought I could. So I thought I offered those two players, two big players, and he said throw in Amad, and we'll do a deal. And I thought I don't want to let Amad go because he's great and he's young and he's improving. But again, to be honest, he wouldn't be in my team. He'd be on my bench. So in the end, I agreed, and now I've got Højlund up front, and I've never played with him, didn't trial him. There's a bit of danger because he's a fast, although he's got pace, he's about mid 80s, right? Because he's a big lad, I was a bit worried that is he a FIFA player? I wasn't quite sure, and I'm still working him out really. But playing with him, as Jam said, I've got Garnacho on one wing, I've got Mudryk on the other wing, and him and Evan Ferguson up front. That front four was fantastic. So that's where it came from. I didn't think I'd get him because I've asked about six times already, and Aaron always said no. But I think I realised that he had some gaps in his team that needed filling. So I think it works for him, to be honest, and it works for me too because I had some surplus players.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you've strengthened Aaron's team dramatically with that deal. And you know, I mean, we've said it before, and we jam about players coming in and making that impact. You know, I mean, obviously you work out, you will only know the value of a player and a deal for you. And if Højlund goes and wins Rhino the league now, you would say that was well worth it. I mean.
Yeah, I think in terms of the golden boot for Div 3, you're looking at Højlund, you're looking at Roque, I think his name is, that Payne's got, Solanke for Dio, so probably the Wolf, obviously, let's not forget Van Wolfswinkel for us as well. So you are looking, there's some stacked strikers in that division, and I think that, like Rhino said there, I mean, it's all up top, isn't it, for him? You've got four very good players up front. Yes, you've got good players, obviously, towards the back in the midfield as well, but that's a very formidable front four. So, yeah, no excuses this year, Rhino. You need to be at least first or second for me.
No excuses, mate.
I mean, Jam, you've been involved in some early business yourself. Ousmane Diamande going to Jeff for 40 million.
Yeah, so a little bit of backstory on this one. So Jeff contacted me about two of my players, so the centre back and also Bradley Barcola, the PSG winger as well. Out of the two, at the time, I was more happy to let Diamande go because I already had three very, very good centre backs. And he was the fourth, so I was thinking, yeah, no, this is fine. He's 78 rated, so it's a million in wages that I'd be getting rid of. This is great. We do a deal. Obviously, Jeff's a United fan. If Manchester United win the FA Cup semi-final, then he'll pay me more. If Coventry win, I'll let him go for less. And we did a deal on that. And obviously, Man United ended up winning, so I got more scudo for him as well. But as it ended up being, it wasn't enough because as soon as the deal went through, obviously there was a SoFIFA update and he had a massive increase
Yeah,
in all the
right.
things that you look for in a,
Yeah.
no, upgrade. Everything in an upgrade that you'd want in a centre back, pace, power, jumping, all
Yeah.
these things I'm thinking, oh, for Christ's sake.
Just you let go in a year.
So yeah. But hey, look, it's one of those things. If I'd have kept hold of him, I could have named my price for that guy now because the only thing letting him down, and I mean only thing because he was a rock, was he was just a little bit slow off the mark. And now he's quick as well. So yeah, he could have been worth 60 easy. But it's one of those things.
Yeah, I mean, myself, obviously, I've actually the same. I sold Malo Gusto to Morris for 40 million. Obviously, I bought him in on deadline day, but I don't know. It just I wasn't too awfully impressed with him in my system. And then I sold him, and he's gone up to a 78. So he's had an upgrade as well. I mean, obviously, yourself, Hilly, you've not been involved in any business yet, I don't think. I was looking at the sheet. Nothing in or out at the
No,
moment.
nothing.
Where
nothing then at the
any
moment,
sort
yeah.
of early sign, any sort of positions you're looking for?
Just trying to get a balance in my squad, so I keep tinkering around with positions and formations and stuff. I just brought in transfer deadline day last season, Manor Solomon, so a Spurs winger. Yeah, pacey, very good, but not much end product. And Moise Kean, AG legend, he's played for everyone, hasn't he? I can't believe he's only like 23, 24 years old, but he seems like he's been around forever. Yeah, again, just not quite happy at the moment. So I might well be delving into the market in the attacking positions, but yeah, defensively and midfield, I'm all right. It's just the front three, I can't, or front four, I'm still not sure what I'm going to play yet. It's not quite ticking at the moment. So yeah. Watch this space.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
One thing, guys, Ash, Cole Palmer went up 2 points
Yeah, he had an
just
upgrade
after
as
I
well,
did the
didn't he?
deal. An hour after, he went up to 79. 77, and his finishing went up from 75 to 80. So I was pretty gutted as well. As soon as I saw that.
Yeah, no, this is it, isn't it? It's always the way when you've sold a player and you've moved them on, and then they have a nice upgrade, and then you're like, oh shit, shouldn't have done that. Right, we're gonna move on, and to wrap up the podcast, we're gonna have some podcast predictions. So we're gonna make two predictions each, that we will then revisit on the next pod just to see how we get on. So I'm going to start first, and my two predictions are Morris is going to be bottom after losing both games against Plunkett in the Battle of the X-Twins. And then my second prediction is that Rhino and Payne will have both won the same amount of games by the time we come to do the next podcast. So, Jam, I'm going to come to you. Let's be having two
Okay.
predictions from yourself.
I'll have Harry will be bottom of Division 3 by the time we do the next podcast. And I will have that Jeff will be top of Division 2.
Nice
So
and
two
brave, I see.
relatively straightforward ones there.
Nice
But
and
yeah,
brave.
for me, yeah.
Rhino.
I'm on a bye week, so I won't be top by the time we by the time the podcast comes back. My
Maybe that
predictions
means maybe
were
that means he thinks Payne's going to lose two games, though, mate.
now I'm Team Payne this year. He's gonna do well. My predictions really were based on the season rather than the next podcast, so apologies for that.
That's all right, go for it.
SOG is getting relegated, and I know I've mentioned it already. Second last year in the two division, that's quite a statement, I think, because he had a really good season last year. He's not playing enough. I think he's a bit flaky. He's a bit boring. So yeah, SOG is getting relegated. And the other one, again, I've already mentioned it, I'm afraid, but the WhatsApp crew are taking over Division 3. We're taking no prisoners. Raz, there's no room for you in that top three. So Raz, my prediction. Raz is not going to come in the top three, Division 3.
Very
The
interesting.
WhatsApp crew are taking over.
Hilly.
So by the time the next podcast, I'm going to disagree with Jam for the Div 2. I reckon, looking at the fixtures, Jeff's got to play Anunnaki first. I'm going to go Anunnaki's going to be top of Div 2 come the next podcast. And my other prediction is that, and I can't believe you two haven't spoken about this, but round two in Division 1 is the podcast derby round two. I reckon
Yes.
you three will share 3 points apiece in that fixture.
I'd argue that's probably another safe one, given
Yeah.
how it's gone the last couple of seasons.
Given how they agree on that before they play.
Fucking hell, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm doing an Ash and sitting on the fence. I'm joking.
Let's see. Right, we're gonna leave it there. Always do enjoy the preview episodes. They're always good to discuss. So, Rhino, thank you for coming on again. As I said earlier, it's becoming a bit of a semi-regular now.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, guys. I do enjoy it. And, if I can do it, I will all the time. Good fun. Thank you.
Hilly, thank you for coming on and joining us for the for this one.
No, great to have me again. Thanks for having me again. And yeah, looking forward to starting the cup soon as well. Watch this space in the threads. But yeah, there might be a new competition this year to replace the Eliminator. Watch this space.
Watch this space. And Jam, as always, is another good episode.
Yeah, I mean, again, we'll let the listeners be the judge of that. Yeah, again, please, drop your comments in, guys, obviously on the thread. Do you agree with the podcast predictions? Do you disagree? Do you think Rhino is hyping up the WhatsApp crew too much? Do you think Harry will get more points deductions this season? What do we think? So yeah, drop some comments in the thread and let us know. But yeah, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Really appreciate everybody listening to this one.
Yeah, and until next time, until episode 112, we'll see you then. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.